Hello, boys, girls, and NBs, and welcome back to the merriest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the Judgies.
The Judgies.
First virtual ep. Thoughts? Concerns?
I mean, I already hate it, but I do like being in my own house.
Yeah, you don't have to drive 5 blocks.
Yeah, but my dog is here. My cats are here.
I get it.
I'm not wearing pants, but you can't tell.
By George,
get why you do it.
I think this will be the best episode.
Let's hope so.
I'm really hoping so. I'm hoping this doesn't influence the flow that we have, banter that we get complimented on. Josh, if you try to cut me off one more fucking time.
Oh, how does it feel? How does it feel?
Guys, you know why it's going to be the best episode? Because this is a double
episode.
Holiday. This is a double, triple holiday episode. First holiday is it's a Josh so. That's right. There's only 52 divided by 3 of them a year. And also, it's our holiday episode, all-encompassing, though probably mainly Christmas, given my attire. And it's International Pepper Pot Day observed.
Okay.
Because International Pepper Pot Day is normally on the 29th? So this comes out on Monday. This comes out in between International Pepper Pot Day and Krimbus.
We're splitting the difference here, boys.
We have so much stuff. We have a packed to the fucking brim episode.
Yeah, this is a thick sode for everybody out there listening.
Can't wait.
What did you guys bring to the table? Because I sort of I was saying it's a thick sode, but I was really hoping you guys had a lot.
Whoa.
I am bringing my sparkling personality.
Okay. First time.
I'm
how dare you
bringing soda. The wit and humor.
Okay,
well, that's cool. Also me.
Okay, I'm bringing the good looks.
Shit.
That's also me.
Okay, humor.
Boo.
All right, guys. Of course, first matter of business. We got an email from someone named Haley. Okay.
Okay.
They say, hey, Judgies.
Hello.
I know this is a long shot, but my best friend is a huge fan of the podcast. She doesn't miss an episode.
Hell
is there
any
way to get a Merry Christmas, Emily, video back for me to show her?
Sure.
1, 2, 3.
Merry
Christmas,
Emily.
Emily.
You guys read her review on the pod and she was so excited. I think she'd love it. I searched Cameo and didn't see you guys, so I totally understand if this isn't something you do. Just Venmo us $50.
Are we missing an avenue?
Should we be doing cameos?
No, I think Cameo is fucking shady as hell.
Oh.
I think it's so rude to charge $10 for you to be the Judgies love you. Right?
I mean, but what if we charged $5?
But would you guys pay for it?
Let us know. If you want us to be on Cameo, I'm down.
So there you go. Merry Christmas, Emily. And Haley, what a great friend. So there you go.
You're so sweet.
What a great person.
Second matter of business. Guys, did you perhaps listen to the last year's Christmas episode?
No.
Not since last year.
Year's Christmas. That makes sense. If you guys remember, I did a little bit of a Christmas poem.
I do remember that. I remember being impressed.
So it was the night before Christmas, but it was with us in it, and little jokes and guffaws. Well, I had to do a sequel.
Of course.
Thoughts, comments, concerns?
I feel like I can't comment until I hear it.
Okay. I do have concerns, but I'll hold them until after.
Okay, well, are we ready? This is long. This is going to take over 6 minutes. I didn't know how to make it shorter.
Jesus.
I told you, it's a thick fucking sode.
What happens?
We need to be on our P's and our Q's.
What happens if you goof at minute 4?
That's fine. There's going to be goofs. There's going to be goofs.
Okay. I just want to make sure we could roll through it without having to start from the top every time.
Yeah. So this is called How the Piss Babies Stole Christmas.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Every piss baby down in Pissville loved the holidays a lot. But the Judgy, who lived just north of Pissville, did not. The Judgy hated the holidays, the whole holiday season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his chup was not delivered by friends. It could be his beans were not cooked and thus gave him the bends. But I think that the most likely reason of them all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. Whatever his reason, the fart jokes or the booze, the piss babies in Pissville bothered him through and through. Staring down from his doghouse atop of the hill, he saw the yellow glow of holiday lights. The streets of Pissville were filled. The judgy grumbled to himself, "These piss babies, they're heathens. They don't know the true spirit of the holiday season." He gruffed, he guffawed, he grinned from ear to ear. "I may just have to go down to Pissville and spread some holiday fear." Down in Pissville, the festivities, oh boy, they raged on. And in the center of the town stood a couple, one brains and one brawn.
Is that us?
No, dude, it's Aurora and me.
Okay.
The pretty one said, "Chrissy Piss, what shall we do? I just can't seem to shake these holiday blues." Chrissy Piss replied, "It's obvious, Ricky Miss Piss, what we're missing for sure. We've lost our best friend. He's a piss baby no more." With a sigh and a shrug, the two pisses slumped along.
It gets me every time. I can't get past the two pisses.
With a sigh and the shrug, the two pisses slumped along, just as the festivities were ended by the holiday gong. As the gong sounded, the hill judgy crept down. "No one will be safe in this piss baby town." Donning his judgy's merch, available at Bonfire, he began his holiday pranks. His punchlines left much to be desired. Taking unsolicited pictures at the gym, having sex in an RV, spoiling football matches, hanging dong in front of friends in bikinis. He ding-dong ditched doors of the piss babies throughout the whole city, on the houses of Murder Boner, Lucy, and finally, Chrissy and Ricky. A familiar house, though a home no longer, he decided to dash in a hurry, the little scaremonger. As he turned to leave, he heard the door creak, and there in the frame stood Chrissy and Ricky.
Jeez.
"Hey," said Ricky, "would you like to come in and join the holiday joy?" The hill judgy screamed back, "I don't do that no more. Not since you got that hemorrhoid from cheating, you whore." Ricky looked shocked, baffled, surprised even. She then realized this judgy was not who she thought it was. It was Steven.
Oh, shit.
Chrissy retaliated, now knowing his foe. "Hey, man, listen, you gotta go. We thought you were one of our friends that's been missing, you see. He was always our source of holiday glee." Steven laughed and shook and turned around to leave, when suddenly someone announced, "Oh my God, is that Steve?" Lights flickered on and people came out to see if they might catch a late-night holiday bout. Steven turned, Chrissy ogled, Ricky squeezed through the door. There towered a very handsome figure standing at a modest 6'4". "Piss babies," he proclaimed, "no need for the holiday fright." Josh, another judgy, had emerged from the night.
Could we just maybe hold up?
Yeah.
I know this is a work of fiction, but like, do you think maybe that was too far of a leap?
The fact that somebody would be getting in at midnight? No, I don't think so.
Okay, you can go back.
"It's been a year since we've seen you," Rick and Chrissy both said, elated. "I know," Josh let out. "I'm sure you're frustrated. But listen up, piss babies. Let's remember what I've done. I have been gathering stories full of mischief and fun." Josh regaled about gym bros. The piss babies let out hordes of cackles. He went on about Bridezilla's bad roommates and Jensen Ackles. As the long night drew on, the piss babies grew tired, and soon the crowd thinned out, leaving the four judges, one stewing in ire. Steven shouted out, "You guys are so judgy, so mean, so vile. Why don't you get judged yourself every once in a while?" Ricky, Chrissy, and Josh looked at each other, knowingly so. "Why, that's the circle jerk, if you absolutely must know." Ricky continued, "Our job is not to take jabs or make fun of thee. We just want to laugh and react, and maybe spill some hot tea.
Hell yeah.
And once in a while, tell a tall tale of poop or a shart. Chrissy shouted from the house. He had to leave because he had a wet fart. Josh grabbed Steve by the shoulder. Don't fret tonight. Don't be curmudgy. Just know to us, Steven, you will always be the fourth judgy. Steven wiped a tear from his eye, a feeling swelling in his rib cage.
Do you really, truly mean what you say?
Sure, lamented Josh. I mean, all pissed babies are in the fourth judgy crew. And always remember, 1, 2, 3,
the judges love you.
Merry holidays, everybody. That's it.
That was fantastic.
Wonderful.
I gotta give you
thoughts, comments, concerns.
Very good.
I mean, I had like a couple things that I noticed. Like, again, I understand it's fantasy, so like maybe we can ignore it. But I do feel like it really took me out of the immersion when I heard that Josh was 6'4".
I believed it.
So
and then like, nope, go on.
I say 6'4", but that's like in this world, that's like a 5'10".
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So actually like 5'8".
Is that like a believable enough lie? Like I'm 6'4", but Christian's 8'3".
Okay.
You
okay.
Know,
I don't think that's the right scale, but okay.
No, I do approve of this now. I actually do like it. The other thing is, you said something about us like missing you, but I don't think that's how that would go.
You think if I was gone for a year, you'd be fine?
I think I'd fill the void with like a different Josh. Just like another bland white guy, kind of.
I mean, we haven't seen you in a week, and I do miss you.
I mean, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I was thinking this earlier. This might be the longest period in a long time that Christian and I have gone without seeing each other, and it's been 5 days.
Yeah. That's weird, right?
You guys see each other at least 3 days a week. At least.
That's pretty funny.
I get to see you once a week, at least.
Get to or have to?
Get to.
Nice. Thank you, Erica. I get to see you once a week as well.
Get to or have to?
Well, speaking of, we have to get to the rest of this episode. We are so jam-packed with content. Guys, have I ever told you about a little story involving Lucy? Remember Lucy?
I do remember Lucy.
Okay,
but for those that don't, refresh our memory.
It was around the new year. It was 53, 54. I can't really remember. But somebody told us a story. It was a listener submission, mind you. Well, we called her Lucy, fake name. And they got into a relationship with their stepdad and their principal.
Oh. Wow. Oh, my. How could I forget this story?
While the stepdad was still in a relationship with her mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, somebody emailed us.
Do we have an update?
This is a Lucy update.
We have an update?
So somebody emailed us. Someone posted these images on Twitter under hashtag Reddit updates. Apparently, the post was only up for a few days, and then they deleted it. Someone also said in the comments that they saw the original post before it was locked and sent it to us and reached out to her, so she put up this update. Take this with a grain of salt. This is all just a game of telephone. I figure since you made the video on it, you might be interested in the update. Which makes me think the story wasn't one of our listeners originally.
Yeah, it must have been.
Which, like, does that make sense? Like, I don't think it was, I don't think our listener is Lucy. I think a listener sent in the story.
This story.
Sure.
But they didn't format it as that. They just sent us the text, which made us think it was our listener.
Yeah.
I digress. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
A Lucy update.
This is insane.
Juicy Lucy. So, am I the asshole for starting a poly relationship with my stepdad? Update. So, hi, I'm Lucy from the Judgies, and I have an update on what happened in June. Basically, what happened was that while I lived with my mom, I got really close to her new husband, S, Steven, and after he caught me hooking up with my school's principal, Josh, J, we all ended up dating. I knew S was poly when he first moved in. He explained it to me, and that's how I introduced to it all. And after I started hooking up with them, I knew for sure that I am poly, and Jay didn't really have a problem with it and doesn't use labels, but we're all very happy together. So when I left off last time, I mentioned that Steven was saving up to divorce my mom, and last month it was all finally finalized. Steven and Josh and I have all been living together for about 3 months now. We moved into Josh's house and it's been amazing. Unfortunately, things with my mom didn't go so well.
Oh, who would have guessed this? Who could have ever foreseen this being bad?
Steven told my mom why he was leaving her, and she didn't believe him at first. But after I explained things to her, she flipped out and hasn't spoken to us since.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that seems like a normal reaction to this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still worried about her, though, because after Steven left her, she couldn't afford the house anymore, and she had to move in with my aunt in a different state. I hope she gets back on her feet quickly and will forgive me one day. I'm sad that we're not talking right now, but I wouldn't change anything because I'm so happy with my partners and I couldn't ask for anything more. Now, to address some of the comments. No, this isn't some shady, bratty cis porn. After hearing the story being read, I understand that I didn't really word it in a way that worked. It's real, and I'm so thankful that it is. I love my boys. Second, no, I'm not groomed. I'm a legal adult who can make decisions for myself, and I'm choosing to be happy with the best men this universe could ever gift me. So.
I mean, that's about what I expected.
Yeah. Not much out of the realm of what could have happened.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's still insane.
Yeah.
But.
I think it makes it more insane to know that somebody came back and it's like, oh, that wasn't a made up story, actually. And here's an update.
I'm still team entirely made up story.
Yeah, it's possible.
But you let's talk about it.
I just want to give a shout out to Lucy for coming back with the content, even if it is made up.
Lucy, no judgments on you. Let's be clear. There's no judgments on being polyamorous. There's no judgments on being in a throuple. There's no judgments on being with like multiple people in your relationship or anything like that. But
I think the issue is who it is in her life.
Yeah. I feel like, listen, there's got to be two other dudes who like are fine. At least equal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
for sure. Like,
fine.
I don't think you happened to be 18 and lucked into like the perfect men who are both in their 40s. You know what I mean?
I also feel like any relationship with an authority figure like a principal is problematic.
It's already tainted.
It's already a bad idea. And the whole thing, I mean, I don't really like the whole stepdad thing either, but like, I don't know. I don't like it.
The thing is, you can be consenting adults and still be taking advantage of.
Yeah.
You don't have to use the groomed word if that doesn't jive with you, but there's still a very intense power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Just yikes, I think. It's just like the whole story is just a woof, you know?
And that ties right into our Christmas episode because it was a gift from the listener back to us, right?
Thank you so much.
A listener has sent us in a story that they said they found this story last year and revisit it often because it makes me laugh. I screenshotted it so we can get in the laugh. I screenshotted it so you can get the title in, even though I know we don't read the titles. Thank you. I'm reading the titles.
What a bad boy. Did Santa bring you coal this year? Reading titles?
How do I, 24 female, get my boyfriend, 27 male, to dress up as the Grinch and fuck me?
You know what?
Did Abelina Sabrina write this?
It is at AB Yes YouTube, so I think so.
That's very funny.
I mean, I understand why they're coming to the internet for advice, because this does seem like a very hard question to posit.
You can't go to your mom.
You need a specialist to get some advice on this question.
Okay.
Who would you go to in your life for a specialist on Grinch fucking?
Luckily, we have the Sabrina connection at this point, but
that's great point.
Outside of them, I probably just knock doors until I get somebody who knows Jim Carrey personally. You know what I mean? Like,
it
I feel like
that hard.
He could give my boyfriend pointers on how to like do the face.
That makes sense.
Speaking of Grinch, here's Maxine. Max, you're going to help the Grinch save Christmas by fucking his girlfriend?
Dog reveal?
Doggy style?
Don't listen to that. I didn't like that.
All right, you ready for the story?
I was going to say, did they get advice? I do want to know how this went for them.
All right. I can't tell what subreddit this is on, so mark this down as question mark.
Okay.
I have a Grinch fetish. My boyfriend knows about this, and for the most part, he accepts it.
So, a question. Is that basically just a furry?
No. Furries are animals. Difference. Grinch are who? Actually, he's not a who. He's more of a what.
Okay. Go on.
He isn't crazy about it and doesn't really get it, but he at least tries, which is all I ask for. He'll sometimes read the book to me to set the mood. Or if he's really
let's hold up. I need a second to process that.
Dr. Seuss got canceled, but for the wrong book, I guess.
How does reading a book get you going?
Oh, I'm sorry. You've ever heard 50 Shades of Grey?
There's all sorts of smut novels.
Is this episode hosted by Dipsy? Sponsored by Dipsy?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Wow. Maybe if I listened to Dipsy, I would understand. Today's sponsor, I believe.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll get into it at the break.
Okay. He'll sometimes read the book to me and set the mood. Or, if he's feeling really kinky, tell me, "You're a mean one," in the heat of the moment.
Okay, I could get behind that one.
He's even begrudgingly come around to at least playing one of the three versions of the film every time we do the deed. Although we tend to stay away from the live-action one because it's too much for me. So this is definitely more of a hentai thing than a furry thing.
This makes it worse for me, I think.
Really?
The fact that she's more attracted to the cartoon than the live-action?
No. Like, I don't think she's more attracted to the cartoon. I just think the live-action gets her going too much. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, she comes too fast. It's too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I get that.
So can she not, like, watch The Grinch normally without, you know, getting all hot and bothered?
Absolutely not.
Well, here's the thing. The thing is, I don't want to hear about The Grinch or listen to The Grinch or watch The Grinch.
Oh.
I want to be fucked by The Grinch. And for the record, this is common among women.
I don't know what the definition of common is, but...
I've not... heard that before, but maybe
we know at least one person who is a woman.
Is it me?
And no, Sabrina.
Oh, okay. Yes.
The Grinch's bulging sack of toys to me and many others is what a Mack truck is to Cardi B.
Well,
okay. Huh?
That's that wet ass Grouchy.
Oh,
that's Grinch pussy.
Yeah, I got it, Josh.
The fact that he's good with the fact that he's good with dogs and experienced trauma at a young age makes me want that long, fuzzy dick even more. Do you think it's like a dog dick where it, like, swells up and gets stuck in there?
Josh, I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Joshua.
We got three more paragraphs, baby.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't think it's like a dog dick.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
But you don't think it's... completely furry, right?
Here's the thing. I do think it's furry, but I do think it's like one of those New Year like whistle things where it's like unravels at you. I think that's kind of how it goes.
See, the thing about Grinch dick, so it's purely for pleasure because they don't come through pregnancy. They come in through the umbrellas on the baskets.
Yeah.
That's how they get delivered. So you don't have to have pregnancy. Therefore, that's free contraception right there, baby. Get off that birth control. Get fucked by that Grick.
The more I'm thinking about it, the Grinch has to have that most Dr. Seussian penis in the world, dog. It's got to be weird shapes. He's striped.
Is
slightly anti-Semitic.
Is Grick our couple name? Grinch and Rick?
Yeah, you're Grick.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'd be Grinch.
Yeah. And I guess I'm Gosh. Because gosh damn, I'm turned on by this story. My boyfriend asked what I wanted for Christmas, and I told him straight up, I wanted to put on the greenest, silkiest Grinch costume he could find, kidnap me from my bed on Christmas Eve, and then ravage me in front of the Christmas tree. He flat out refused.
Okay.
He said it was too weird for him. I was literally begging this man to let this pussy save Christmas. And he was like, nah, I'm good. Horrible response. You have to have more emotion to let this pussy save Christmas than, actually, I'm all right. I think I'll pass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what you say when, like, they ask if you want appetizers, not if you want to fuck a Grinch pussy. It ended up turning into a fight where he admitted he only gave into my initial Grinch kinks to placate me and was still uncomfortable about the fact that I had moaned Grinch during sex a few weeks ago, but only because his song was playing in the background. So
do you think if we looked at like the Google trends on the Grinch song getting played, that would give us a more accurate number of how many women actually are into the Grinch? Because she says it's common. So like if we look.
But I don't think that correlates with just the song.
Oh, it's comedy, right?
One of our listeners has to plot number of times Grinch song is played to pregnancies and see if they line up 9 months.
Listen, correlation does not equal causation.
Hang on. I'm Googling right now, most common birth month. I'm pretty sure it's 9 months after December.
If it lines up with the Grinch.
It's August. And guess
Grinch
what?
Can confirm.
That's 9 months before Christmas, baby. Grinch. Mommy saw daddy Grinching Santa Claus.
Grinch kink confirmed. It is common.
I mean,
we all have green eggs and ham on our face right now.
Shut up.
Green eggs is the Grinch equivalent of blue balls. So he's drawn a line. And if I don't drop the Grinch fetish, which as I said is incredibly common among women, but sadly taboo, he's done it for good.
Taboo,
whatever. Jeez. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just asking.
That's the problem with the story.
Yes.
Taboo. And you incorrectly pronounce it taboot.
God, you idiot. It's pronounced
taboo. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I am creaming. I don't want to lose him over this, but it's really hard for me to see past my sexual proclivities, especially during Christmas season. Is there any way we can even compromise on this, or do I simply need a more adventurous man? TLDR, all I want for Christmas is my boyfriend to dress up as the Grinch and fuck me, and he won't.
So, I really feel like if your partner is setting that boundary, that you need to respect that boundary. If they don't want to do something sexually, then that is it. You don't get to do that thing with them. It's maybe something that you can talk about with your partner that, you know, if you don't want to do this, can I find somebody else that does want to do this but still remain in a relationship with you? Good luck with that. A lot of people don't like that.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that would want to dress up as the Grinch and fuck somebody. I'm sure there's plenty of people who would just
enjoy to
fuck somebody.
I meant that good luck with convincing your boyfriend to let somebody else fuck you dressed as the Grinch and still remain in a relationship with you.
Maybe they should like take in baby steps, you know what I mean? Like start with like a feather toy or something that kind of looks like the Grinch finger, and then like, I don't know, a 39 and a half foot pole and kind of.
That's very good. Did you Google lyrics?
I had to Google it.
I saw you looking at your phone.
I almost embarrassed myself. I almost said 29 and a half foot pole and 39
Christian,
and a half foot pole.
You are slicker than an oil spill, my friend. Listen, I'm as big of a fan of the Jim Carrey Grinch as anybody. But I think getting fucked by Grinch would be scary.
Agreed.
What if it's Grinch after his heart grows a couple sizes?
Give him a...
Because you know the Grinch at the start of the movie...
Not a generous lover.
He's like a weird dom kind of thing.
I mean, okay,
but not
maybe,
like
maybe
in a
I
cool.
See it
no,
now.
It's not like in a cool way.
Well, that's the thing is she wants pre pre-evolved Grinch.
She wants her to be stolen out of her bed.
Okay. Yeah.
But I also feel like the Grinch would not fuck her in front of a Christmas tree. That's not his move.
The Christmas tree would have to be like on fire or something.
Maybe.
Now, also, have you guys seen the Grinch live action recently?
No.
I think when we did the drinking game.
There is a scene in the middle there where he's going through the hoovelation and he's getting just shoved shit and shit, like so much stuff in his mouth. I get it.
That was Josh's sexual awakening as a kid.
Yeah.
Grinch, what that mouth do? What's the mouth do, Grinch?
Yeah. Speaking of what that mouth do, this mouth do be reading ads. Let's get on to a quick freaking break. Sound good?
Sounds great, Josh.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
And welcome back to this episode with the first costume change mid-sode. Of course, I'm the only one who came with two Christmas outfits.
Yeah.
Although this is less of a Christmas outfit and more of an International Pepper Pot Day fit.
Yes.
Because it's hot.
It's hot, baby.
So
I like mine. Mine's pretty cute.
I've seen
it at Goodwill.
I've seen Christian wear that, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine or yours?
My poinsettia vest?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I feel like I would have loved to worn it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
No, it's a little tight on me, so it's definitely too tight for him.
That's very upsetting.
Guys, speaking of being tight on me, I'm fucking hot and heated right now. Long-term listeners know, last year, Christian thought International Pepper Day, that'd be a good time to eat a habanero live on the podcast.
It went great.
Little did he know, afterwards we found out it wasn't International Pepper Day. It was International Pepper Pot Day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, National Pepper Pot Day is celebrated every year on December 29th. It is meant to celebrate a soup that was nicknamed the soup that won the war. The war here refers to the American Revolutionary War for independence from Britain.
I did not think pepper pot was going to be an American soup, let me tell you that.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more like World War II or something.
The Philadelphia pepper pot soup is a thick soup made up of beef, tripe, whatever vegetables are available, and of course, peppercorns. This peppery soup has a long history and probably originates from the Caribbean. It was brought over to America by enslaved people who later sold the soup out in the streets.
That makes a lot more sense. White people couldn't come up with something like that.
Now,
it's
of
not
course,
a casserole, so no.
We're not eating pepper pot soup. We're not eating peppercorn, even. We are eating something much more spicy. Christian had an idea. This is the circle, George, of course. I'm trying to stall.
Oh, sorry.
Circle, George. Thank you, Emo Joseph, for getting us into there. Christian, you want to explain how your fucking noggin came up with this one?
Okay, so I made a goof last year, all right? I Google Hot Pepper Day. I don't look at the Hot Pepper Pot Day. Who would have thought one word would throw me off that bad, okay?
A lot of people, actually.
Most listeners
of the show.
Well, and this year, to keep up the tradition of saying fuck Pepper Pot, but we're still going to celebrate hot food, we're doing the Pocky's Hot One Chip Challenge. It's probably going to be bad.
It smells gross.
Do we give credit where credit is due? Didn't Patrick, your brother Patrick,
shout out to Patrick, living in a more metropolitan area.
You can literally buy them in our gas stations.
See, I didn't know you could. I looked. He texted me. He's like, "Hey, the one chip challenge is out," and I was like, "Oh." And he's like, "Yeah, just look at gas stations." And I did for about 2 days, and I was like, "I can't find them."
That's the length. This was in June, of course, but you're like, I gotta get them right now.
I gotta go find them.
What if they run out?
There's only a limited supply.
All right.
They only sell one bag's worth of chips.
Of course. we're not just gonna let you guys listen to us munch and crunch. So while this is going on, we're each gonna take turns saying what we're thankful for. Post chip.
Okay.
That'll be easy.
So Erica is not doing the chip because
I'm a little baby back bitch and I hate spicy food.
Now, the one chip challenge, of course, you're supposed to eat the whole chip and then not drink anything. That's the challenge.
Oh, you're not supposed to drink anything.
It says, eat the entire chip. Wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything. And then put your reaction on social media. I guess we're kind of putting it on social media.
Fuck.
Is a podcast social media? No. Asked and answered. You want to go first? You want me to go first? I'll go first, man. It's a Christmas spirit. I'll go first.
I'm starting to second guess this, to be honest.
So, Erica, while I'm eating this,
sure.
Go ahead. Give us out three things, maybe more, of what you're thankful for.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it at the same time as you, Josh.
I am thankful for this podcast and all of the wonderful fans that we have.
Immediately hot.
It's bad.
Worse than pilk.
It's stale.
It's so stale.
Who bought this in June? Pepper Pod Day wasn't until December.
Continue, Eric. I'm so sorry.
Not too hot right now.
Thankful for podcasts, all the fans. Love you guys. Thankful for my husband and another year together.
Not doing the whole chip.
Slow it down. Maybe slow it down.
I'm not doing the whole chip.
Am I going too fast?
That is hot.
I'm not doing the whole chip. I took
a big
bite.
The whole chip?
Yeah, I already did. It's a mistake.
You ate the whole chip?
I'm crying.
Now I gotta.
And I got the hiccups.
Do you want me to get the garbage can for you in case you puke?
Not a chance.
Just drooled all over.
We need to change your pants. Okay. Erica, are you done?
And I'm thankful for our health. Huzzah.
All right. Christian, you're me.
You can go.
I'm thankful for the love and support of my two gracious co-hosts who were always there for me when I'm down.
Aww,
I'm crying,
Josh.
Not because this is touching, it's because of the pepper. It's so hot when you talk. The love and support of our listeners, even though when they say they don't like me, it makes me frown. And the love and support of my girlfriend, who was an expensive night on the town. I mean, seriously, she got rich taste for being an Eskimo, you know?
I don't get it.
The joke was that it rhymed. That's it. That's all the joke
I don't know
was.
If I can talk.
Christian is struggling. There's tissues right there.
I'm grateful.
Water doesn't help.
You want me to go get you some milk?
I'm grateful for all the guests we've had this year.
All of the guests that we had this year, that's what he said.
Stefan Stefani, Emo Joseph, Gina DiVittorio, Evelina Sabrina.
I've never seen you struggle this hard.
It's so
hot. I'm thankful for having a bust-ass wife.
Ooh.
She might be hotter than this chip.
You were so sweet.
The one Rick challenge. That you get married to only girlfriend.
I'm so grateful for discovering pilk when I did. It's been the greatest discovery of my life.
Okay.
And I can't wait for more pilk in my life.
We'll be back in a quick break. Bye.
Oh, these boys are struggling. Guys, it's very funny. It's weird being on this by myself at the moment, but Christian's having a real bad time. He's straight up getting out pilk. I'm not even kidding. He's got the Pepsi. He's got tears. He's heavy breathing.
This one goes out to all the real ones.
He's drooling everywhere.
Turns out it's hot.
He's like shaking. Did it?
Oh my god, pilk helped so much.
Did it?
For the 1 second. Oh my god.
I think Josh is downstairs throwing up.
Really?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Dude, the pilk helped so much. Pilk.
I can't think.
Goddamn.
What are you doing, Erica? That's terrible for audio.
You made me laugh. I inhaled my water. Is there anything I can do to help?
No. Nothing. I'm suffering.
You're having a bad time.
Turns out, yes, I'm having a bad time. Holy fuck. It's coming down. Maybe.
I don't understand why people want to do this to themselves.
I would never do it again. Oh, man. I mean, I can actually talk now. There's a minute there. I couldn't talk at all. Josh is such a bitch. He couldn't even handle it on the camera.
Oh, Josh is alive.
What up, my guy? How's the ride for you? Oh, God.
Did you puke?
No. It wasn't even that hot. I ran downstairs and got more habaneros.
Okay.
I will buy you another ginger ale, that's for sure.
I gotta tell you, man, I was not expecting the hiccups.
I was, like, I had it under control, and then I burped once. Don't know why, but that made it worse. So, guys, that was the circle, George. Thoughts? Hope it made for a good audio experience.
You know what?
Definitely made for a good video experience.
I had a great year, guys. I loved doing this with you.
Yes, great year for podcasting for us. Thank you very much, everybody. Here's to another one. Erica, did you finish your thankful stuff?
Yes.
All right, I'll be honest. Couldn't really pay attention.
That's fair.
Okay.
Christian, are you getting sweaty? Do you need to take your sweater off? I'm worried about your health.
Is that Pilk?
Oh, you know it's Pilk.
You got Pilk and you didn't give me Pilk?
I texted Aurora because I was worried about you.
I had milk. I could have made ginger elk.
That would have made you throw one up. There's no way that was good.
Okay. I ate a pear. I ate tortilla. I ate peanut butter.
I ate food. I didn't.
I drink so much water.
My stomach hurts from how much milk I've drank. The Pilk's not settling well, guys.
We only had a splash of milk, like just like the backwash of milk in a jug.
Christian brought over the full gallon. Just brought it right from the fridge over to the desk.
All right, let's get back on track.
Yeah, let's quit dealing around, guys.
Listener submission.
I gotta take this jacket off. I'm too hot.
Let's stop diddle-daddling. Hang on, though.
All right, continue.
Christian, I know I mentioned Steven. I didn't realize you were also a second rights activist.
Oh, the gun show, brother.
Oh, look at that. Do that so again. Funny. Oh, yeah. You're
going
to have to cut
this.
You can't let anybody else.
Actually,
you're going to have to bleep that.
Biscuit.
Getting an insane glare on the camera from how... Oh, it's the same color as the Pilk you're drinking.
Your milky white arms.
My
you're more like
so much.
You're more pinkish, so you're more like a Mountain Dew cold Rilk.
Oh. Boo. Thank you.
Oh, God. I'm dying.
All right, listener submission. You guys have a sound ready to go?
Yeah, hold on.
Guys, send in sounds either through the Instagram at judgiespod or in our email, judgiespod@gmail.com, and we will play a sound before our listener-submitted stories. Here's this week's noise.
Am I the asshole for making a listener submission sound?
I hope you heard that.
Is that it?
That was it.
Hell yeah. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
Ready for a story. This one I feel like is very relatable. Hi, judges. You are the highlight of my week. I look forward to every Monday's episode, and I'm currently re-listening to all the old episodes. I always have work drama, and I thought I would share one specific piece of drama I dealt with lately.
I love work drama. Continue.
Is that the best kind of drama?
Usually.
Yeah, I'm more of a total drama island myself.
Ugh, love that show.
Am I the asshole for enabling my drunk coworker?
Ooh. You guys, titles get me.
Wait, you saying yes or no?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yeah.
I want to say yes, but where's the story going to go, you know?
Enabling is usually bad.
Really grossed out by the pilk.
I, 21 female, work at the front desk of a gym. I've been there for almost a year and a half, and I have been at this job the longest out of all the front desk people, minus our manager. My coworker, 22 female, has been working at our studio for about 4 months now, and she has developed some habits. We generally open together on the weekends, and those are our only shifts together. Last weekend, my coworker... Christian got a lot of dead space to get out here that's taking all these drinks.
Dude, I can't focus on your story. I'm going to be honest.
I'm listening.
Last weekend, my coworker asked if she could take the first two classes of the day off. I have so much phlegm. I said, okay. Our gym runs hour-long classes, and we are allowed to work out on the clock as long as another staff member is working at the desk with us. And they say that it's okay. That's a pretty good perk.
Yeah, we just work out for 6 hours a day.
Well, maybe you're part of the problem. We all take advantage of this perk, myself included. But I try to make my work my priority. And if I have time to work out, I will. She took the first two classes. Then during the third class of the day, she takes a shower during the entire hour.
An hour-long shower? Ah, oh, jeez.
She had air dry.
The burps are the worst, man. One of them's going to be a puke.
Stop. I'm not cleaning that up.
Of course you aren't. We're in different houses.
I know, but I'm just imagining it.
She works the front desk with me for the fourth class of the day. During the fifth class, she goes home for the entire hour to eat lunch. On previous occasions, she has told me she's gone home with the intention to eat lunch, but really just did a crossword puzzle with her boyfriend for the entire hour.
Must be a hard crossword puzzle.
It shouldn't take you an hour to do a crossword puzzle. Eric is pissed.
Guys, I'm dying.
She comes back for the sixth class and helps me close the studio afterwards. An 8-hour shift. Clocked in the entire time, where she worked a total of 3 hours.
Yeah, last respect night, it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I respect the hustle and the grind and stealing money from a business. I tell you guys I'm stealing money from my business. Last night, we had our staff Christmas party at a local Italian restaurant. Is this our Christmas party?
Yes.
This is the Judgy's LLC Christmas party?
This is wonderful. Exactly how I imagined it.
On a Monday night. No, don't drink too much. You got to come into work tomorrow. She told me almost as soon as I sat down at the table that she planned on getting drunk with her boyfriend tonight and asked if it would be okay if she came in late tomorrow morning. This is not the first time that she has asked to come in late because of late night plans.
Fair enough.
That one was wet.
Fair enough, dude.
I said, okay, because I'm a non-confrontational person and don't really know what else to say to that. Say no. She thanks me and tells me she should be in around 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. An opening shift requires you to be at the studio at 6 a.m. Well, 7 o'clock passes, 8 o'clock, and finally, it's 9 o'clock, and she runs in the door. She apologizes profusely, and I just say, it's fine, even though I am quite annoyed. I understand that me saying okay to her coming in late is my fault, but I also don't feel like it's my responsibility to make sure that she's showing up on time for the entirety of her shift. I also don't feel like it's my place to tell her if she can work out and when and how long she can take her lunch. What she's doing, though, just doesn't feel respectful of my time as I'm working the same shift with no break because of her continuous leaving. So tell me, am I the asshole?
I feel like she's not enabling her drinking. I feel like...
It wasn't enabling her drinking. It was just, am I the asshole for enabling my drunk coworker?
Oh. Okay, I see. But she's is she the supervisor?
No.
Then it's not on her. Why is her coworker asking this girl for permission to come into work late?
Because she needs
to be talking to her supervisor.
I think it's because one of them has to be there. So as long as one's there, then like they both get paid, even though her coworker is the one reaping all the benefits and she's the one having to work all the desk hours.
Yeah, you need to confront her and actually have a conversation with her about her behaviors.
Set up a schedule. Like, look, you guys can both fuck over your business, but say, hey, Monday, Wednesday, or they only work weekends together. Just say, hey, Saturdays, I'm fucking over the boss today. Sundays, you fuck over the boss. And we'll get together these 32 hours of work combined between the two of us. We're only going to work fucking six of them.
You got to respect the hustle.
I am very pro, like, I mean, I think it's natural. It is natural. You want to work as little hours as possible for the most pay as possible.
Correct.
Your job wants you to pay you as little as possible for the most amount of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So while I understand that, me as a worker, I really fucking hate when someone slacking off makes other people have to pick up the slack. And therefore, in this case, fuck this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
As soon as your shittiness is fucking over other members of the proletariat, I'm out.
Speak, comrade.
Thoughts?
Speak. I agree with you.
P.S. George. Hey, George. You gonna lick your asshole on the camera?
George.
Oh, he heard me. P.S. Christian, your reading on the pod has gotten much better since the beginning.
It really has.
Josh, thank you for the bad puns. Ricky, you're the best, and I want to be friends with you.
I'll be your friend.
All right. Thank you, listener, for sending that in. If you guys want to send in stories, of course, judgiespod@gmail.com or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are not the asshole. But maybe, you know what? You're young, 21. Use this as a learning opportunity. Learn how to be a little bit more confrontational and say, hey, it's
Stand
not
up
fair.
For yourself. Yeah.
Let's work out a schedule to where we can both fuck over our boss. All right, last story. This one was sent in multiple times. It's a Reddit post. Sent in multiple times. Am I the asshole? I think we got it literally three or four times just on the email. I don't know about TikTok.
It's a juicy one.
Instagram DM.
Spicy. I'm sorry to do this. I got to get water.
That's fine,
man.
Have
this water. There's not a whole
I have
lot
no
left.
Idea how long this episode is at this point. My stomach is so not good.
Yeah, Christian's struggling. Here.
All right, man. Now I'm good. I'm ready now. Let's hear this spicy story.
All right. This was sent in.
Oh my God. What
I have
the
so much
fuck was
snot
that?
In my nose in the back of
what
my throat
the
from
fuck
reading.
Was that?
Okay. It's pretty much blowing my nose, but into the back of my throat. Okay. This was sent in like three or four times by listeners this week. Am I the asshole for not attending my daughter's gender reveal for her lizard?
How old is
what?
The daughter?
How old is the lizard?
And why are you approving of a lizard-girl relationship?
This is literally really stupid. But she don't have to say literally. This is literally really stupid, but she's really upset about it. So my 48 daughter, 23, has a blue tongue skink who she heavily adores. That sounds like a slur.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
She jokingly refers to it as her daughter. I found it weird, but she said it's because it's the closest thing she'd have to a child, and she feels a strong emotional bond similar to a child. She has decided to remain child-free for multiple reasons, and I've been very supportive of this decision. Well, she recently took her skink to the vet for a checkup, and she was excited to find out her skink's gender. Afterwards, I got a text asking if I'd come to her gender reveal party she was having.
She didn't know the skink's gender?
Like, lizards
the skink's
are hard.
Not pregnant.
Right.
Okay.
They're just for a checkup, and they didn't know the gender.
Okay.
I think it's hard to sex small lizards, amphibians, and like rodents and stuff. Cats too.
Yeah.
Cats are hard to sex when they're little.
It's hard to tell if it's got a skink or a scussy, you know?
A scussy. Skink. A skink or a scussy.
That's enough of that.
Afterwards, I got a text asking if I'd come to her gender reveal party she was having. She explained it was just a small get-together with cake and food for her friends she hasn't seen in a while, with the gender reveal being mostly a joke and a way to make fun of real gender reveals.
Okay.
Well, I didn't come. I didn't see a point. It's just a lizard, and I'm a busy person. She later called me and expressed she was kind of sad I didn't come because it'd been a while since I'd seen her, but she understood I was busy. I told her she couldn't actually expect me to come to a gender reveal for a lizard. She said it wasn't a real gender reveal. That was more of a joke, and it was really just a small gathering to catch up on everyone. I told her that if this was the case, she should have just called it a gathering, because I'm not coming to a gender reveal unless it's for a real granddaughter.
Hmm. Ooh.
Sounds like you're not quite either. Fine with her not wanting kids.
Uh-huh.
She got quiet for a minute and then turned my words around, claiming I wasn't supportive of her decision to be child-free. I told her she can't possibly expect me to treat a lizard as a granddaughter. And she said she didn't expect me to, but it was clear I didn't respect her bond with her lizard and her decision. And she just wanted to see me and my reason for coming was hurtful. I told her she was being ridiculous over a lizard. She claimed it wasn't about the lizard.
It's not about the lizard.
And it was a gathering and not even centered around the lizard. But I stick to by what I said. It's ridiculous to have a gender reveal for a lizard. She hung up and I got a message from her best friend about how I'm an asshole for treating her that way. But I don't think I'm the asshole for not wanting to go to a party for a lizard.
That's literally
the party wasn't for
the
lizard.
Whole point.
Support your daughter. Be a loving mom.
Is it
male?
Is
dad. Be a loving dad.
Oh, is it dad?
Yeah.
I don't think it said.
Yeah, it said 48 male.
Mm-mm. It just says 48.
Oh.
But,
this is definitely dad behavior, you're right, Erica.
That's what I'm saying. I know a shitty dad when I see one.
I wouldn't go to a lizard birthday party either.
Yes, you would.
It wasn't a birthday party, it was a gender reveal party. And it wasn't a party, it was a gathering. It wasn't for the lizard. It was for your grand lizard.
It was a kickback.
It's a
Christian will go
It was a cloaca kickback.
Stop. Christian would go to any party for any reason.
That's true. Look at him. Look at that.
You got me. Oh,
you look at this outfit right now. Like,
this is embarrassing. I was too hot, sweating from the chip, and now I'm freezing cold. So I think I'm going to put this sweater back on. Is
you
that
see?
Tooth of me?
I'm all down for a gaggle, a little party. You get a couple, you know, a couple people coming. You get a couple skinks, maybe a couple skanks. Get them all in there. Do you think
was that the
did
word?
Did you just say skanks?
Yeah.
Like the dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like ska.
Well, that was gonna be the next joke. Let me continue.
Maybe you
put
done
on
a better
some
job.
Ska.
Can maybe pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
well, that's the episode,
this.
I guess. Anything else on this?
Merry Christmas.
Well,
happy
we got
holidays.
One.
Happy New Year.
We got one last thing to do, guys.
Uh oh.
We had a very special listener package sent to us.
Oh shit! I forgot
that we almost completely forgot about.
It wasn't because we don't like you. It's because it was just a jam-packed episode full of other things. This listener actually was talking to us on our live stream over at twitch.tv.
Very
at
cool.
Judgy's Pod.
Says, hey, Judgies, we are so glad we found your podcast while scrolling through TikTok. With the last couple of years being pretty shitty, the Judgies was exactly what we needed. Please enjoy these sugar cookies as a thank you for keeping us laughing. Also, sorry about all the bubble wrap. A couple of piss babies in Arkansas, Dylan and Kathy Joe. Hi, guys.
Can I just say Dylan those are the two most Arkansasian names?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dylan and Kathy Joe. And the thing is, you know they're like 24.
Give me the scissors.
They're not even like Dylan and Kathy Joe age. You know what I mean? If there was a Kathy Joe in Illinois, they're 70.
Oh, yeah. You know, Kathy Joe, she makes like a mean like coffee cake and brings it to like the church potluck kind of deal.
I apologize for all the bubble wrap.
The youngest Kathy Joe in Illinois
created
the first pepper pot soup. Oh, my goodness.
It's a carrot that says boo.
That's amazing.
These are packaged so well.
Are these homemade?
Yeah, these are insane.
Oh, my goodness.
Kathy sent us a picture on Instagram, like letting us know that she shipped them and to like let us know that, hey, they haven't been sitting in transit for 3 months.
Okay.
And she sent it like just a sample picture and it was insane. They're so good.
Am I the asshole?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, Today I fucked up.
I feel like I can't eat these.
Yeah, like these are like, put them on display, frame them.
Oh,
thank
this one's
you,
sparkly.
Kathy Joe.
This one
I take
says
back
piss,
everything
baby.
I said about your name. Oh, you guys.
It's lip by lip.
Oh my god,
that is so impressive.
We got a true piss baby on our hands. Oh my gosh,
there's literally so many.
It's so beautiful. You did such a good job.
Amazing.
It's so beautiful,
guys. I know I say this a lot, so don't let it diminish the meaning. But it's not fair when you guys are more talented and better than us.
Like, we're just kidding, but seriously, fucking stop. Unless it's a listener submitted sound, we can really use it.
This one says Aurora.
Oh, a baby, a triple.
And Josh.
Oh, my.
And then there's two more that say Christian, and I don't know if it says Ricky. It says Erica.
Amazing.
There's still more?
There's more.
But
do
wait,
we have to go
there's
through
more.
All
yes, we have to go through all of them. They're all different.
On the camera.
Shut the fuck up, Josh. It's Christmas, all right?
I'm
trying to go eat a second pocket chip.
It's fucking Christmas. I'm tired of you, all right?
Literally,
you know how
5 days before Christmas.
It's Arkansas, and it says sheesh.
Arkansheesh.
And I wonder if the heart is where they're located.
Oh,
I won't show that.
So cute.
I mean, I think, Erica, you're safe.
Poop emoji.
There's like four big cities in Arkansas.
This is the last of it, though, right?
If someone can pin them down based off of a heart on a cookie, then I think they deserve to be robbed.
Nobody deserved to be robbed.
I'm just saying it's impressive.
Maybe the billionaires.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Josh's beans.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Oh, and our logo.
Holy
absolutely
shit.
Absolutely.
These are so insanely impressive.
I can't wait to see them in person and not have like the bad Zoom color, but those look so fucking good.
They're very good.
Like, I do feel like I can't eat them. They're too nice.
I'll
like,
eat all of them.
We need to preserve them forever and ever.
If you don't feel like you can eat them, I'll eat all of them.
Okay, well, I want the carrot. So, there's that.
Speaking of there's that, how about where's that social media handle? Erica, where can they find us?
You can find us on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and Patreon and Twitch now, I guess. All over the place. We're at Judgies Pod. JUDGIES Pod.
And Christian, if they want to be sexy, sexy piss babies, where can they find some of that hot, hot merch?
If you want to find some of this sexy, sweet, piss baby merch, go over to bonfire.com/the-judges-podcast.
Okay.
And please send in stories, either found on Reddit or your own, at judgiespod@gmail.com or on the Instagram DMs. Mm-hmm. And until next Christmas, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. My stomach fucking hurts.
Yeah.
He's got to go shit right now.